Time and space felt twisted, tangled like a mess of twine, with me trapped in the center. I'd become afraid to move, to step forward or backward, shaking in all directions. I couldn't be sure I knew where or when I was. I knew I'd been in New York again, a day ago, a month ago. I knew it felt like New York. It sounded like it. I'd been up on some precipice, lost. But it's not possible. It isn't. It isn't. It just isn't. Every single bone tells me it isn't. I'm beginning to see what happened to Mark. It's enough to drive a man insane. Perhaps he was right. They're just voices brought on by stress, post-traumatic, post-transported to an alien hell stress syndrome. Perhaps there's something about the planet, something in the air that's altering perception, mucking with my brain cells and synapses like a hallucinogen. Either way, but then there's still the earthquakes, right? They're real. The earthquakes are real.
The Sci-Fi Channel proudly presents Tripping Astral, an illustrated radio adventure where you, dear listener, are required to donate a piece of your mind. Welcome to the Theater of the Imagination.
I spent 3 days recuperating from the last earthquake, from my bruises, bumps, etc., etc. But 3 days quickly turned into five. A week turned into two, and still I sat there getting older, becoming Mark, but no more. I'm through with holding court over a mausoleum. I have to find a way back to Earth. I won't grow old here. I don't know what happened to him, what he did, what he tried to do, but somehow, somewhen, Mark gave up. I can't. So, the Beetle here and I are walking down the beach toward the alien city. Clearly they've been to Mars, possibly Earth by now. I'll hitch a ride if I have to. I've committed Mark's map to mind. I want to see what's in that white room. Hell, Mark could have just run out of red paint. Oh God. Standing on the Brooklyn Bridge. I've climbed up on the edge. I look like I'm about to fall to the East River. I seem to be shouting, and there's an officer. He's shouting too.
Don't jump, please. It's gonna be okay.
Has anyone seen him?
I'm not going to jump.
Take it slow.
He was right here!
Why does he think I'm going to jump?
Mark!
I'm gonna get you. Don't move.
I can't leave you. I can't!
I'm not planning to jump. Why would I jump?
I'm almost dead. Don't look down.
I look down. I see my feet, and for a brief second, the East River far below. But it evaporates, and there's nothing. There's nothing there. There's no water. There's supposed to be water, but there's just black space.
I'm almost okay. I'm right here.
There's the alien planet. It's beneath me. It's small, distant, like a marble. It's getting bigger. It's rushing up at me. It's screaming up at me. I'm not moving.
Still don't move.
I am not moving. I cannot move. It's rushing up at me. It's giant. It's going to hit!
Your husband, Miss Torrent. He collapsed. He was just standing there on the Brooklyn Bridge. I think he was going to jump, but he fell straight over. I caught him, miss. I think he's okay now. A little faint, but
snap
he's
out
okay
of it, Jack. Come on. Jack. Snap out of it, Jack. Come on.
What?
There you go. There you go. You're back.
What's going
You're
on?
Okay. What? You're gonna be okay now.
Who are you?
Who am I? It's Mark, old buddy. It's a good one.
What's happening to me?
You're probably still a bit discombobulated from the
This isn't
fall.
Right. I'm not here. This isn't real.
Take it easy. Don't get up. Don't move.
This isn't real. This isn't real. This isn't real.
Yeah, it took a pretty bad fall, too, or a couple of them from the looks of your head. Here, feel it for yourself.
Don't get away from me. Don't touch me.
Okay, calm down. I'm not gonna hurt you.
This isn't real. This isn't real.
It is.
This is.
Jack, it is real. We're on an alien planet, the aliens that attacked Mars. You're still disoriented. It'll take a while. I found you about a mile up the beach. You must have just come through. You were passed out. You remember instantly.
This isn't real. I was just on the Brooklyn Bridge and home with Anne and Caroline.
I don't get it.
I'm not talking to you. You're not real. I'm not talking to you. I can't talk
Jack,
to you.
Jack, get a grip. You can't click your heels together and fly away home.
You can't trick me.
Jack, I need you. Here, with me. Please.
I'm not talking to you. I'm going to sleep. That's it. You'll see.
That's a great idea.
Just you wait. When I wake, just you watch. You'll be dead again, and I'll be home.
Well, that's nice. Sweet dreams. Don't let the bedbugs bite.
I wake. I'm where I am, was. Still here in this cave. But when? There's no paintings on the walls. A handful, that's it. There's no mark. I don't see mark. This can't be. It's not possible. It must be. It's not a hallucinogen. That's for damn sure.
Oh, Dorothy's up. Still in Oz, I'm afraid. Breakfast? Catch.
Thanks.
You okay?
Mark?
So far, so good.
You look real.
Of course I'm real.
You sound real.
I am real.
Right. I think I know what's happened then.
Oh?
It's hard to believe. I barely believe it, but it's the only explanation. I think I've come back in time.
What?
Hear me out.
Maybe you should go back to bed. Try again.
Don't patronize me.
How's this for an explanation? Your skull looks like a relief map of the Himalayas.
Screw it.
Jack, you've suffered a concussion, perhaps a number of
them. I can't believe I'm talking to you. You're dead. I watched you die. Do you understand?
You're scaring me.
I didn't get here this morning. I've been here. But it was the future. You were old, Mark. Past old. You'd spent your life in this cave. You're batty as all hell. Look. You had drawn hundreds of paintings on these walls. Here, you had drawn pictures of the Earth. One of them with three moons. Why?
You got me. This place has three moons.
And here, you'd drawn the Brooklyn Bridge. And over here, the map. You had a map of the alien city, the entire thing. There's no map.
Nope. Come on, Jack. You know how this sounds.
What about the earthquakes? The voices? You must have felt the earthquakes.
There have been a few tremors, four or five since I got here.
But no voices. Mark.
One or two voices, maybe. But it's nothing. I put it down to stress. I've been here alone for the better part of a year, you know.
It's more than that.
Something I ate.
Look, it's alternate realities, parallel universes, time warp, something.
There's... Those are strictly theoretical.
But probable.
Possible, not probable.
What else could it be? What could cause it?
Besides the concussions?
Mark. Think.
Sorry, but in all seriousness, how can you be sure that it's not just our perceptions that have been distorted?
Because of the earthquakes and the gravity. How do you explain the gravity?
What about it?
The increases, the fluctuations during the earthquakes.
I haven't experienced them, and besides, they're minor tremors. 3, 3.5.
40 to 50 years from now, they won't be.
What is it?
They'll be a hell of a lot worse. Whatever's happening to this place, it's only just begun.
Yeah, so?
We have time. We have a second chance. We have to get back to Earth.
Now you're talking.
Oh, my God. The little one, I forgot. Where are you? No. Oh, no, quick, look around. Find her. Where are you? Mark, look! Oh, there you are. Come here. You okay?
Gross. What is it?
You're the one who... Huh. She's my guardian angel.
It's a beetle.
Same difference.
Explain it to me again. One isn't enough?
No. Just keep looking. Here, help me with this log. One, two, three, lift. Nothing. Damn it. How long have we been at this?
Couple of hours. Didn't I, tell you where to find one? As, you know, an old man?
No. You weren't making much sense towards the end before you died.
Oh.
I'm sorry,
quite all right. Not that I believe you, of course.
Of course.
But, how'd I die?
Never mind that. It's not gonna happen again, see? Over here, let's check these leaves. Nothing. Crap. Where do you live, little one?
How about there?
Where?
Up there, in one of those coconuts.
Yes! Yes, of course! It's brilliant!
I was kidding.
It doesn't matter. Take off your shoes.
What?
Come on, do it!
Are you sure that I was the baddie one?
So, there we were. Mark and I and the beetle. We spent the better part of an hour lobbing our shoe sticks and stones at the coconuts, 150 feet up. And now, the four of us are heading towards the alien city, the map still planted in mind.
I sure hope you're right about this.
Me too. Me too.
I don't know which of us is crazier, you for thinking it's possible, or me for following you.
You, Mark. Definitely you.